Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I'd like to begin the message I'll be sharing with you the next few days according to His Word. And we're going to visit, I trust, a familiar passage to you found in the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter. And I'm just going to read a highlight of a few of the verses just to enhance the storyline. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Therefore, in verse 3, they had sent a message to Jesus that Lazarus, their brother, was sick. And they said in verse 3, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now, this was a familiar stopping place for Jesus and his disciples. They were friends. And in verse 4, when he heard that news, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby, or honored. Now, he knew the Father had already prepared him what he was to do. And it adds a beautiful footnote in that next verse that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. But when he got the news, he didn't rush right off. Why? Because he knew his Father's plan. He just tarried a couple days where he was. And then when he said, let us go into Judea again, speaking to his disciples, they said, Lord, the Jews of late sought to stone thee. Do you want to go back there? Isn't it? Don't you think it's dangerous? And Jesus answered, and this applies to us, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walketh in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Of course, that's a reference. Jesus is the light of the world. And after he said that, he said, our friend, he was friend to all of them, you see, Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. This is so beautiful because the death of God's people, his saints, are referred to as asleep. Nothing threatening, nothing menacing, just temporary. And then, of course, there were two lines of dialogue going on here, or understanding. When they heard Jesus say that, they said, well, that's good, Lord. Then, you know, he'll get well if he can sleep and rest. But Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. And then Jesus wanted to make sure they had no illusions. He said very plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. And when they arrived, verse 17 says that he'd already been 4 days in the grave. And many of the Jews had come from Jerusalem to comfort the sisters, Mary and Martha, regarding their brother. And when news came that Jesus was coming, Martha quickly went out to meet him. And she said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha, of course, responded with the understanding she had, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And indeed, We all, those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall, death is not the final end of us, but no, because we have chosen to believe in Jesus, we have been given the wonderful privilege of sharing eternity, time without end, with our Lord. And Jesus said, listen to what he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. All those who are in the grave, beloved, all the saints from ages past, our loved ones that have preceded us and are with the Lord, a time is coming when they will hear his voice, and every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how long they've been dead, they will arise to meet the Lord. And he says in verse 26, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, this is what he was addressing to Martha. And of course, he was referring not to physical death, because that does happen. Death is the last enemy to be put underfoot. But he's questioning, do you understand fully who I am, that I hold the keys of death and the grave? And this is what he was going to do after he his own death, and he went down to hell and led captivity captive, or that place where the saints of the Old Testament were gathered waiting for their redemption. And she saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Beloved, God has so much for his people. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He was at that point, and he is now. And we see that this was wonderfully demonstrated in this tremendous miracle of not just healing someone sick, but raising someone from the dead who had been dead for 4 days. But Jesus wanted them to know, those who were present, and some did, some believed upon Jesus, and others went back to report to the Pharisees what he had done. But in another occasion, before Jesus was born, Mary, the mother of the Lord, was told by the angel of God, Gabriel, who came to her, that even though she was a virgin, she would conceive and bear a child by the Holy Ghost. And what did she say? How did she react? Well, she didn't run to every godly person or prayer warrior in town and ask, can this be true? She didn't have to go to the local priest in the temple and ask, is this possible? But what does the word say? It said she believed the word of the angel of the Lord, and she said, be it unto me according to thy word. That's in Luke 1:38. And beloved, God has given us his word. It is so precious. It has endured the ages. It has endured the persecution that has come against the word of God over the centuries. And because it's not man ordained or originated, it is the word of God. And God gave us that word written by holy men of old, that we could know God, we could know who we are in him, we could know his heart for us, his blessings, the inheritance we have as the saints of God. And so we are able to speak in faith that God's work, his will that he describes in the word of God, can be accomplished and done, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And while it's easy to just parrot that phrase, beloved, when we pray, knowing God's heart, his mind, his will, we know that we do receive the answers to our prayers, not maybe when we want them, but God is going to give us those good things. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly before him. And so, though it might not be in our time, we can have patience to know, number one, our prayers have been heard, and secondly, that God will send the answer. Sometimes there's warfare. We had shared recently about Daniel, the angel of the Lord, which was probably the Lord Jesus Christ, there was spiritual warfare in the heavenlies, and Michael had to, that powerful archangel had to be called in to allow that answer to come. And so this is a personal statement from the lips of Jesus, showing all of us what the prayer of faith can do. Believe that God is going to answer us however He chooses, in the time He chooses, and to have that confidence. If it's not, you know, it doesn't happen in the next hour or the next day, that doesn't mean that He's not going to respond in a way which is best for you or for the situations you're praying for or for loved ones. Jesus said that He would give gifts to the children of God, and that these gifts would be good. Beloved, our God is a compassionate, loving God. God is love. He is the total, perfect expression of a love that we can't fully apprehend in this life. And He is concerned about you. Regardless of your opinion of yourself, regardless of how you feel about yourself at this time, regardless of the battles that are just mounting up and you feel, what happened? What have I done something to offend the Lord? No, you're loved of God and you're hated by the enemy. Over the years, I've repeatedly told my listening audience that Jesus is concerned about each one of us. He's concerned about you, brother and sister, as well as collectively as the body of Christ. Well, my time has just flown, and we are just sort of making an introduction to this message, and I pray that you'll be able to join me tomorrow at the same time. And if not, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, as always, I give an invitation to those who are struggling with some burdens, with a trial you're going through that you don't know how you're going to get through. This is a ministry, not only of daily radio, but of prayer and correspondence. And if you write, if you choose email, that's good. If you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address, but I will always confirm and pray. And for those of you who do write, you know the blessings that God gives through the words that He would have me share with you. I love you. Thank you for joining me today. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.